Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to today's episode of Talking Points. I'm your host, Brian Kelly, the points guy. And today we've got one of my favorite people in the business of credit cards, Audrey Henley, who is the president of American Express Travel. Audrey, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm thrilled to be here with you, Brian.
We've had a lot of fun times together.
You could say that again.
I still remember that Stevie Wonder concert in LA. That was an iconic moment, that Centurion concert a couple years back. That was fun.
That was fun, and we had a lot of sing-alongs together.
So, Audrey, how long have you been at American Express?
I've been at American Express pretty much my entire career. So I like to say over 20 years, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of milestones in there. Yeah. And the great thing about working at American Express is it's a huge global company. And it's like working for many different companies. I could say that I've worked in the insurance business, the credit card business, and now the travel business. And there's a lot of career development. There's a lot of opportunities for people to move across the globe or just across business units. So,
have you done international stints?
No, I've always been based in the U.S.
And you travel so much, I think you travel more than I do.
I think in the first 2 months this year, I calculated that I went around the world more than twice.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I'm on the plane. I like to think
and
my
you're
office
collecting
is,
your points, right?
I'm collecting my points. My office is really one of those lounges in JFK. Yeah. So it's a fun job. You know, you get to see and do a lot of things and meet a lot of colleagues around the world. Like, my job is to deliver American Express travel to our card members and make membership come to life every day for customers. And to do that, I work with colleagues. I have 6,000 colleagues across the world in 22 countries. And we deliver travel and concierge services to our customers.
It's a huge travel agency within Amex. And I think what makes Amex different is that, you know, a lot of credit card companies will outsource their travel booking. But Amex, like when you call and talk to a platinum concierge, that person is an American Express employee, right?
And we work with a lot of different providers for our travel products. But travel is inherent in the DNA of American Express. In fact, that's how we started as a freight forwarding company. And the travel heritage has grown and grown and grown. And travel is a very integral part of what we do. And as you know, we talk a lot about the Platinum Card, but travel is very germane to that. And there's lots of reasons why people get a Platinum Card, but some of them are because of the access to the Fine Hotels Resorts program, the International Airline program. And the card also unlocks of lots of perks and benefits when you travel with that card.
And let's talk about, so Fine Hotels Resorts. So I took the UK team to Gleneagles in Scotland. And the perk was a free round of golf for two people, which was like $600. Gleneagles is one of the, you know, fanciest golf courses in the world. And I was like, wow, that's a really amazing perk for booking with Fine Hotels. But you also just changed it so that you now earn 5 membership rewards points per dollar booked on prepaid FHR stays.
On the website. Customers enjoy amenities and benefits and perks at over 1,000 hotels across the globe. They're not just any hotels. They're carefully chosen. We curate from the best properties around the world. And the perks are things such as early check-in if it's available, late check-out for everybody after 4 o'clock, complimentary breakfast for two people with your stay. As you mentioned, you get a resort amenity. In the example of Gleneagles, it was a round of golf. Other times, it could be a $100 credit towards food and beverage or spa services. And all of these benefits, we like to say, add up to about $550. The new news, however, is that the program has continued to evolve and get even better. So when card members go onto our website, they can do a variety of things. But one being, if you purchase the hotels prepaid on the site, you get 5 times points. Or you could use your membership rewards points to pay for your FHR stay, which is great. A lot of customers have been asking for that over the years. So you can use your points to pay for the whole stay or just use points to offset some of the cost of the stay. So it gives more flexibility and also helps to make the vacation experience even a little bit better when you get all these perks along the way. So It's a pretty valuable program to our customers.
So right now it's prepaid. I have to ask on behalf of the point towns everywhere, because a lot of times, you know, prepaid gives a little bit less flexibility. Can you roll it out to all FHR stays? Is that in the works? Like if you book a non-prepaid, right? So you make a reservation and then I pay with my platinum at checkout.
Yeah, well, you never know what you're cooking up. We're always evolving the program.
The lines.
We're always, you know, like, I will say the most requested thing for FHR over the years has been connect FHR to the membership rewards program. Mm. So this 5x accelerator opportunity has been phenomenally successful, much wished for and very successful.
Yeah.
And the same too with the points redemptions option, because it just creates more flexibility and people are able to use their points as kind of a currency.
Yeah, a lot of people always think points just for airfare, but actually being able to use them for hotels.
And the points redemption value is very strong too.
So I've actually booked a ton of vacations through FHR and Amex Travel. If I book at a Marriott, I'm a lifetime platinum member. So you actually earn your loyalty points and you get the FHR perks. That's what I like about booking through FHR. But what are some of the other perks? Like when you book with an Amex Travel, there's protections. Obviously, there's so many card member benefits to being a cardholder abroad for evacuation and things like that. Like, why book Amex Travel over, you know, another travel agency?
Our card members are purposeful, intentional travelers. And it's really about the, as we would say, end-to-end experience. From when you think about going on vacation till taking the vacation, coming home, and figuring out where you're going to go next. And we kind of take that extended view of the vacation purchase. And sometimes you may be just taking a point-to-point air. You may be taking a much more extensive, a more exotic trip. So well, we like to say that American Express Travel is there as much or as little as you need us. Mm-hmm. So if you kind of want a point-to-point air, you might prefer to go on the website. I might be going from here to LA on a business trip. I just know what I need to do. But that same trip, New York to LA, when it involves my family, mm-hmm. is a different kind of trip. So I might like to call up and talk to one of our folks on the phone. And our people are experts in the world.
Mm-hmm. So you can call up and be like, I want to go to the Caribbean. Like, and your Amex travel agents are like ready to go and start asking you questions about what you like.
Yeah, and we'll get you to the person. We have experts. We can get you to the person who's been there, has some experience, yep. can give you their expertise on where they'd like to go, where you'd like to go, and what other options might be available mm-hmm. to you. And they'll also help you figure out how to get the most from your membership. So, for example, Premium Air is very popular. And we have a program called the International Airline Program, or IAP, as mm-hmm. we call it for short. And it's a benefit for Platinum card members that provides exclusive access to lower fares, premium economy, first or business.
This used to be the companion ticket that was then changed into this discount, which I think is even more straightforward, actually.
That's right. A lot of customers like it because it actually gives more flexibility to customers. And it's an international program. Goes to over.
When I fly with my friends, I put them in coach. I don't want to have to pay.
Well, actually, on the new program, we've actually extended the benefits. So we're going to 180 destinations. It's all types of tickets, refundable and non-refundable, which is really nice because it gives more flexibility. And you can buy tickets for up to 7 people. So you could actually bring your friend with the discount and put them beside you if you would want to do that. And you get 5x points when you book it on the site. And you also get your points with the airline you're traveling with. So it's like, it's a really
it's
good
a discount.
Value.
Plus, I mean, that 5x point, we value Amex points at TPG at about 2 cents a piece. So that's like an additional 10% back in the value of points. How do you see, I mean, everyone says, you know, the millennials are the experienced generation. Like, how has that changed the way Amex operates? Through the lens of Amex Traveler, are there any high-level, like, travel industry trends that you're getting your team ready for? You know, like, sustainable travel, and how do you evolve a 6,000-person organization as this travel world consistently evolves?
You know, like I say, travel industry is perishable. You know, the world is an evolving, beautiful, expansive place. Travelers are squeezing longer trips into shorter time.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to get bogged down in the complications of doing all that because they just want it to be simple and they want to be there and they want to get to the experience. They're willing to spend a little more to get to that, to get that experience. Paying for travel has evolved a tremendous amount. You talk, that's your business, using points for travel. And we obviously see that trend too, which is kind of what was the insight that led us to continue to evolve IAP and FHR in the marketplace. For us, it's ensuring that we are doing what customers need and staying ahead of their needs. and to make sure that we're ideating and innovating what matters most, which is the experience.
Yeah, I took my parents to Tanzania a couple years ago, and I think it was actually booked through Abercrombie & Kent. Plus, there was like a membership rewards points bonus for African safaris that summer. You know, like you don't have tour guides in certain cities, but you partner up with the right agencies around the world.
That's right. Not just for tours, but also for what we would call FIT vacations. So a little bit more customized vacations for cruising, riverboat cruising.
Have you ever done a river cruise?
I haven't done a riverboat cruise, but I recently did a big ship cruise in the Caribbean. I like to say it's like, don't take the notion you have about cruising and determine that's
they're
what
really
cruising
evolving.
Is. So they're really evolving. They're great for family vacations. They're great for getting people together. And they're also a great way to experience the world if you just don't want to be unpacking and packing the bag. So there's a whole world of cruising that we're excited about.
You do a lot of cruising at Amex Travel.
We do a lot of cruising at Amex Travel.
Do you have like a cruise desk or are all agents kind of trained?
You know, we have specialists. Yeah. So we have specialist area who deal with, you know, those longer Abercrombie and Kent kind of vacations as well as cruises and just the longer trips, the more involved trips. But it rounds out because customers want different things on different types of vacations. If you think about the trips people take, they do spring break, they do weddings, honeymoons, they do simple trips home. So we need to cover all those bases for our card members.
What are you doing in private travel?
We do a lot in private travel. We do private jet vacations.
Yeah.
So obviously the jet being a big part of the experience, but also helping customers to see the world in a shorter period of time with a more intimate experience. We also do customized itineraries. If you want to go to Morocco, we can put together a trip, you and 10 of your closest friends, or just you and your partner.
And you're able to put on your Amex. I know a lot of private jet companies when you book, they make you wire, which chills me to my core when I have to pay.
You're not maximizing your dollar by this.
Okay, let's take a quick pause right now and hear from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So how does Amex, like how do you guys choose? Is there a master of FHR programs, like someone on your team that decides? And do you do secret shoppings to make sure they're really up to snuff?
It's kind of like asking you what's the secret sauce of the points guy, right? But we do have, in your words, masters of fine hotels and resorts. We hire great people, but people who are passionate about what they do. And we have a lot of very passionate hotel people who also understand customers' needs. And it starts with the selection team. A lot of hotels come to us to showcase their properties, and we actually go and meet a lot of properties.
If you become an FHR hotel, I assume you're going to get really good clients. You're going to get the right customers into their rooms, which most hotels would want, right?
Yeah, and it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, these clients are looking for a good experience, and the hotel, now that they know the customer a little bit better before they even arrive, can make sure that that happens. So it works for both the hotel and for the card member. It's an always-on activity, getting to know hotels and making sure that we're doing the right selections, because it's not just about the hotels that are in the properties, about what are the travel trends, where are things moving, you know, where are the Olympics going to be, where are there big world events, what are the emerging destinations, and making sure that we have like a diversity of locations and types of properties so that we can fit the needs of the customers depending on the type of trip that they would like to take.
Upgrade when available, right? When you sign on an FHR hotel, how do you explain like what this really means? Do you encourage them to upgrade as high as they can, or do you actually not encourage that? Because if someone gets a suite in Hong Kong and then their expectations are all of a sudden,
Well, kind of like the secret sauce of the hotel program, but there's a very copious process of making sure that we are clear with the hotels what it means to deliver the experience to the customer. So under no terms would we tell them not to upgrade a customer or not to upgrade them too much.
Right.
What we would just make sure is that our card members understand is upgrade when available. We are always making sure that the card member gets the benefits that we promise and that there's good management around how the benefits are fulfilled.
And I always get the FHR card, and I admit, I always mean to fill them out, but I don't. Why do you encourage people to fill out those forms? Do they get read, and how is that feedback used?
We love getting the surveys back. A little known, unknown secret is that I actually read every single one of those cards.
Oh, uh-oh.
Personally.
Now that I know that, just wait.
I'm going to read a comment from you one day. But I copiously listen to card members' phone calls so that we can just understand where processes need to be fixed, mm-hmm. where there's room for enhancements.
Because hotels
in the
can
product.
Get kicked out of FHR, right? Is it?
Selection is an ongoing activity. And making sure that we're, honoring the promise.
Yeah.
So we use those common cards to even help the dialogue with the hotel individual properties, not mm-hmm. just the brands.
And you also manage the concierge program. So I've been a Business Centurion member for years now. And Ray, my concierge, is awesome. He's incredible. Because if you even the Platinum Concierge, you can now text, right? Have you seen a lot of people adopt that program ever since you added that?
Yeah, Ask Amex. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, customers can go on and pretty much ask any question. And with robotics and AI, we're able mm-hmm. to figure out how to answer some of those questions automatically, as well as, obviously bring our people into the conversation as well.
You get to travel all around the world. What countries or destinations you go to that you absolutely love and will continue going back?
Well, of course, I have to say Ireland.
Ireland,
that, of
yes.
course, would be one of those destinations on that list. I think anywhere that feels a little foreign or exotic, any of the Asian countries, because mm-hmm. it feels like, okay, this is different and I got to hunker in.
When we're talking about hotels, Asia gets service and luxury. I mean, you can go to a mid-priced hotel, like a mid-tier brand in Asia is like sometimes five-star in the U.S.
It's just, there's so many places to go, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many
places. Where haven't you been that you're...
Where haven't
have
I been?
Have you done Maldives?
No, I haven't. I'd
oh,
like to go
gotta.
To Maldives. On list this year, we're going to go to Mykonos actually over the summer.
Nice.
I haven't been there. I don't know how I haven't been there.
Beautiful island.
Yeah, earlier in the year, we went to Morocco. I just came back from Italy for a business trip for recognition for some of our employees. And then because I have colleagues all over the world, I do spend a lot of time visiting our offices to get to know our people, but also to understand how we're delivering to our customers. So that gives me the opportunity not just to experience a place, but to work there.
Mm-hmm.
So which also brings different cultural nuances. And you just learn so much. Like, it brings up your diversity filter a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
you really have to learn how to do business in different ways. But there's one thing common is that we're all people.
Yeah.
We all enjoy food. We all enjoy experiences. Customers want to see the world.
Yeah.
And it's a very easy way to get around the world is to travel and talk to other people about their travel experiences.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. The more we travel, people want the same things. People are born to love. We all want a good meal and we all want to feel safe and secure. So the more we meet people around the world, you realize we're all one.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that about the safe and secure, because in times of trouble, we can help you. Or if the unexpected happens, we can help you. And it's just a phone call away or even a click away in some cases.
And it's even now in airport, the Centurion lounges, Amex has a physical presence during your travel experiences as well.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just that feeling of even when I'm far away and in a little bit of a different location, a little bit out of my depth,
mm-hmm.
that somebody is here in case I need some help. Real life story. When we were in Italy last week, my colleague lost her wallet. She called up American Express, and when she checked into the hotel the next day, her replacement Amex card was on the concierge desk.
Hmm.
She called customer service. As a card member, she called, not as an employee. She called American Express, I've lost my card, here's who I am. They got her the card the next day. So that's an unexpected thing to happen, but American Express had her back. She was on with her vacation without the worry, and she was in good shape.
I just want to end. You're an inspiration in the industry, one of the most powerful females. What are some of the tips you give to people who want to get into this industry or even travel industry now, because you are a travel industry?
Yeah, well, I think with anything, it takes a village, right? It's about the people you work with, the colleagues you work with, the team you build, your friends, your family. And I think the important thing is when you're looking to get into a new area, a new industry, is like, draw on all of your friends and colleagues. Figure out what you need to do and, embrace the advice they've got to give you.
Because you went from working on small businesses as a core client within Amex now to consumers and small businesses and travel. I mean, it was a pretty big jump. Was that you raising your hand, I want to do this? Or is it like you just say yes to the different opportunities that come to you?
A little bit of both. Yeah. A little bit of both. I think you have to have the self-confidence to be able to take the leap. You think you have to put it out there that you mm-hmm. want to take the leap. But I have a passion for travel. Like many years ago, I actually did work at American Express Travel running marketing and partnerships. So I always kind of knew that I would like to go back to, if I could, lead mm-hmm. the travel organization. But the experiences that I've kind of garnered over my career have gotten me ready. You know, mm-hmm. running product management or running new customer acquisition, you learn all kinds of things like the analytics to run your business, how to bring in business partners to help you solve business problems that you may not be able to do. And all those skills are still very relevant in the job that I do today. And you just get a new way to apply them to the problem you're working with. But I am very fortunate to have a very strong team. And that's where I get a lot of joy in my job, if you mm-hmm. will, is developing the team and bringing people along and challenging ourselves with new things and bigger problems to solve and thinking for bigger goals. And it's the people that make all the difference. And it's the people who are delivering the experiences for our card mm-hmm. members. So as much as I care about it, I really care about it for my entire team.
And that was cool. You brought a lot of your top performers to Venice, right? Wasn't that the
This was our top performers, people who've delivered and over-delivered for our customers. And it was really around, you know, learning, development, and celebration, and food, as you will when you're in Venice. But recognizing how everybody leans in. Everybody has to learn new things, new technology, mm-hmm. new infrastructure. We're really digitizing our business. We call it high tech meets high touch. So bringing in technology to enable our frontline to just continue mm-hmm. to meet customers' anticipations. And so we recognize that type of effort on the leadership side. And it's nice to be able to recognize people.
Two quick final questions. So what are your jet lag tips?
Just get on with it.
Like, you know,
it's like a mindset sometimes. Yeah. You know, you're like,
can you go to the gym like when you land somewhere?
I go to the gym. I can go to work.
Yeah.
I can change out of my skivvies yeah. and into my work suit yeah. in the bathroom in an airport and get to work.
You just got
to. You know, I just got on. I just get yeah. on with it. I kind of feel like it's a mindset.
Do you run on cold brew or a coffee like I do, or do you try to limit that?
I drink coffee, but I also take a lot of multivitamins when I'm on the road. Vitamin D.
Final window or aisle seat?
Aisle. I think I like a quick exit.
Yeah. And with that concludes this episode of Talking Points. Thank you so much, Audrey Henley. It has been a pleasure, and it's exciting to see the things that you're doing to improve Amex travel, and excited to work with you.
My pleasure. Thanks. Lovely to see you.
That's all for this episode of Talking Points. Thank you so much to our guest, Audrey Henley. And also thanks to Christy at The Points Guy, my assistant, Caroline Chagrin, and Margaret Kelly, the two best women in TPG podcasting. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.